Is the Labor Party somehow more prone to leadership rumbles than other parties, would you say?
Probably the more significant indicator is this government more prone to leadership spills than others? Because it's not unusual at all for oppositions to regularly churn through their leaders. I mean, the Liberals had John Howard, then they had Brendan Nelson, then they had Malcolm Turnbull, then they had Tony Abbott in a relatively short period of time. So it's not unusual for the party out of power to churn through its leaders. It's a lot more unusual for a government to churn through leaders at the sort of rate that they've been going through. And it is a particularly a Labor problem at the moment, because we've seen in New South Wales a rapid churn through of premiers there. And then of course, there's the whole business at the federal level that the idea of the leadership as a revolving door kind of swung every time the polls took a bit of a dip does seem to have taken hold in Canberra.
Why is this happening to Labor?
One of the factors at work, I think, is that the media cycle has sped up a lot, and it is much more difficult now for political parties to do what Labor has been intending to do this year and last year, which is just sort of hang on grimly in the face of bad polling whilst they pursue a longer-term agenda. If you go back to 1998, John Howard was in... his polling was every bit as bad as the sort of polling that we're seeing for Julia Gillard at the moment. In fact, the Liberals' polling back then was much worse. But the Liberal party room had the patience and confidence in John Howard that he would see it through. As a consequence, there was no pressure to remove him or replace him with Peter Costello or anything like that. I think for both sides of politics now, that's displaying that sort of patience and that sort of resilience in the face of bad polling is much more difficult. But I think Labor specifically has its own problem, which is that it's a party that lacks an overall direction, and it's a party that in which the central mechanism of control, which is the factional system, has to an extent really sort of devolved into a system of divvying up patronage rather than actually addressing significant issues of principle and significant policy issues, which tends to mean that that the party splits along the lines of personalities and splits along factional lines based on who can get what, rather than having a stronger sort of ideological direction. And that's I think where Labor is at the moment. It's got two politicians who aren't actually very, very different in terms of their agendas, who are battling it out. The only thing that really